State is preparing for frank hearing. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 10th February, 1915, page 5, column 4. Solicitor and Attorney General in conference all day Tuesday. Active work has been begun by the state in preparation of its fight against the Supreme Court appeal of Leo Frank's counsel. Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey and Warren Grice, Attorney General, were closeted throughout yesterday afternoon and for a large part of the morning. The conference was held in the state capitol in the offices of the Attorney General and in the state library, in the latter of which the solicitor and Attorney General delved into volume after volume of constitutional law. This is the first of a series of conferences that will be held by Frank's prosecutors. Much work is cut out for them between now and February 23rd, at which date the Frank appeal will come before the Supreme Court for a hearing. Both Solicitor Dorsey and Attorney Grice will go to Washington to present the state side of the case. Page 5, Column 5. Barrett fails to get Frank reward. Robert Barrett, a star witness for the state in the trial of Leo M. Frank, who discovered the blood spots and strands of hair about the lathing machine on the pencil factory second floor, yesterday filed suit against the city of Atlanta for the reward of $1,000 offered for the apprehension and conviction of Mary Fagan Slayer. The reward was offered by counsel shortly following the discovery of the historical crime. Barrett's request to counsel for the sum was turned down.